now. JimForAmerica.com, the radio show. Paid for by Jim Condit Jr. for Congress.
Four million people rallied in Germany and Great Britain over the weekend, this last weekend, protesting masks, further lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. Bobby Kennedy Jr. spoke at the rally in Germany. And guess what? The diabolical media Jews in the United States, and I'm not calling names, I'm speaking what is the case. The diabolical media Jews controlling NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, all the major newspapers, all the rest of the major media in what is a takeover of our country, censored you from knowing about those 4 million people rallying and Bobby Kennedy speaking at those events. This is Jim Condit Jr. This is brought to you by Jim Condit Jr. for Congress. Our website is JimForAmerica.com. We call this JimForAmerica.com, the radio show. I'm Jim Condit Jr. for Congress, and I approve this message in this hour. Now, Bill Cunningham, who's broadcasting simultaneously from this complex of studios, should just quit doing his show and stream what we're about to do so that the American people can find what's going on. So should Rush Limbaugh. So should Sean Hannity. All these people, I like them. I like to listen to them. But they, whether they realize it or not, when they started their career, they've been put in a little playpen by the diabolical media Jews that own all these stations, and they're not allowed to say what we're going to say on this program. How are we allowed to say it? Because by the last law in favor of the people, the reasonable access law passed by Congress in the 1970s or renewed then and found to be ironclad law by the appeals court, the circuit court right beneath the U.S. Supreme Court. This is ironclad law. Candidates, federal candidates for Congress like me or senator, president, or federal judge have the right to put on what they want on their ads to inform the public and on their radio shows. And the media people, whether they be, thank God it's Friday, half drunks that are running some of the stations, or the top media Jews that own these stations, cannot interfere with what is said. That's why we can get what we're saying on the air. Now, let me give a summary of what's happening here. And you're going to learn in this broadcast and next week how, when we say communist Jewish world shadow government, we're not just making something up. I have a phrase that I say that we could turn into a five-hour show, but you're going to learn how serious that concept is and how they're right on the verge of turning the United States into a communist country like they did Russia in 1917 and China in 1946. So we have the communists, and there's more parts to the deep state, but the by far the motivator and funder is the communist Jewish world shadow government. And what they're doing now, like they went ahead and took an armed takeover of Russia in 1917, ended up killing 40 million people in the next 20 years or so. In China, they took over in 1946 by an armed takeover orchestrated by the Russia, the Soviet Union, and the Truman administration, and then killed 64 million Chinese in the next 30 years as they consolidated. And they're about to do the same for the United States. And what they've hooked on is to use the COVID virus and with their lies about the death count, their lies about the infections. They want to keep you in such fear that you let them, through traitors and sociopaths and brain dead, spineless idiots like Mike DeWine and Governor Beshear of Kentucky, that you let them issue edicts that turn us into a communist country. That's what is going on now. And I got to be more blunt because we're on the verge of going down as a country. The Jewish shadow government, the communist Jewish shadow government, because I want to let the Jews fighting this tyranny off the hook, because there are many like Rappaport and Dr. Kaufman and Dr. Finkelstein, plenty of other individual Jews who are fighting this complex, just like the individual Italians, Sicilian Italians, fought the Sicilian mobsters. But this communist Jewish world shadow government has people, Jewish lawyers, doctors, businessmen, volunteers, and paid people all throughout the United States, D.C. and New York especially, but their tentacles reach like octopus tentacles into every county, every big city, and we have down the sidebar of JimForAmerica.com, former Congressman Paul Finley of Illinois explaining how the Jewish shadow government fastens people on every congressman, every state representative, every city councilman to help them if they're good and punish them if they're bad. This is one of the main ways that our country is controlled, and many of our sheriffs, police are blackmailed and compromised. This diabolical communist Jewish shadow government has almost all the prosecutors compromised by something, or by if money, women, little boys, or they took the Masonic oaths and they think they got to be with their brother Masons, which they're not bound by those diabolical oaths. They've compromised almost all the sheriffs, almost all the police. People think this is crazy, but this is what they do in order to take over a country. And you know what? If the sheriffs don't stand up for the American people against this, these Jewish bankers up in New York City and so forth, the first ones they will kill when they take over is all the sheriffs and police that betrayed their own people, because that's what they did in Eastern Europe and other countries once they took over. In other words, if the sheriffs and police right now will betray their oath to uphold the Bill of Rights and uphold the Constitution, and they will come around and start closing down businesses because they won't put up with these illegal non-laws that DeWine and Beshear are making about close at 10 o'clock, you can only have 25% or 50% in the restaurant. If the sheriffs and the police will betray their own people's right to assemble, freedom of assembly, and a judge just ruled, of course, that these rights are not dependent on emergencies. They're in all the time, unless there's a short period of disaster of like 3 days. So if these police and sheriffs are going to betray their oath to the Bill of Rights of the Constitution and enforce the communism being sent down to wear a mask everywhere out in public and all this stuff from DeWine and Beshear and the other governors taking orders from the New York diabolical Jewish bankers and those around them, then they know if you, Mr. Sheriff and Mr. Policeman, will now betray the American people, they know you will betray them or could betray them, and that's how they will kill you first when they take over this country. That's what they did to all the leaders in Eastern Europe that betrayed their people into the communist hands. They first killed the police and sheriff and military that betrayed their own people because they thought they knew that they were capable then of betraying them, the Jewish communist leaders. So tonight I have with me to expose the what's going on with the COVID hoax. Not that there isn't a virus, but there's no pandemic. I have one of the foremost volunteers for the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and 2012. Then she was well known as a volunteer throughout the entire campaign, Nikki Nelson. She also sat on the executive committee for lawyers for Ron Paul in regard to the election fraud suit that was filed back then. She's a homeschool mom, libertarian, researcher, and geopolitical writer. And I've been in this movement since 1972, which is now, 48 years, and she is definitely the very top of the top 1% in researching information and finding it, and much of the information you're going to hear on this show and next week's show is information that was found by Nikki Nelson. So, Nikki, how are you doing, and thanks for joining me tonight.
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Okay, now the first thing we want to do is make clear to the audience that this pandemic is a plandemic. This was thought of long in advance. And what you have is the deep state will have 20 or 30 or 40 strategists work for years on what's unfolding now. And this was thought of long in advance. Our first exhibit that this was thought of long in advance is the gathering that happened in October 18th, on October 18th of 2019. They called it Event 21.
Event 201.
I'm sorry, excuse me, I misspoke. Event 201.
And that was Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise, and like you said, on October 18, 2019 in New York, 5 months before they announced the pandemic.
This is 5 months, and I watched the five TV networks every day, and while they put some good hosts on Fox like Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson, the news department is every bit as controlled by the diabolical media Jews as ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and CNN. This Fox News is the same, run by the Rupert Murdoch and his sons, who are crypto Jews, meaning they try to put themselves for, at least Rupert Murdoch tried to put himself forth as a newfangled Catholic. But he was always Jewish and has always acted like a Jewish conspirator against the people of the United States. So anyway,
yes, his mother was Elizabeth Green. So by Catholic law, he is a Jew also.
Yeah, and Christopher Boleyn smoked that out after when he went down to investigate who is this Rupert Murdoch guy a number of years ago. So what they're doing, you're going to hear right now, we're going to play a few minutes, 2 minutes or so of this pandemic, and you're going to hear that what they're describing 5 months before it was announced to the public by the five TV networks is exactly what is happening now.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The Event 201 scenario is fictional. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
There's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit.
And maybe this is a time for us to showcase some cases where we are able to bring forward some bad actors and leave it before the courts to decide whether they have actually spread some fake news.
A new coronavirus. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
In related news, a significant demand for personal protective equipment like N95 masks and gloves are on the rise. Patients are overwhelming healthcare facilities. People are avoiding public spaces out of fear of infection and in compliance with public health recommendations. Our U.S. affiliate has just released polling results on public expectations for a vaccine, and 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
I am not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
With enough money and political will, anything is possible.
Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
If the solution means controlling and reducing access to information, I think it's the right choice.
What exactly are the risks and benefits of staying home from work? Absolutely, we need to save lives, but we literally cannot afford a heavy-handed response that suffocates our economy.
The world saw large-scale protests and in some places riots. This led to violent crackdowns in some countries and even martial law. The public lost trust in their respective administration. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer.
Okay, that was an event, so-called fictional, held by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others 5 months before the in October 18th, 2019, 5 months before the pandemic was announced to the public in March of 2020. My guest is Nikki Nelson, researcher and writer. We'll be back after the break to comment on this astounding conference.
Okay, Jim, and if people want to go and view all of the videos from the roundtables from Event 201, they can go to centerforhealthsecurity.org, centerforhealthsecurity.org, and they'll be able to view all of the videos and the major players in Event 201. You can also go to our website at jimforamerica.com and click on the COVID misinformation page to see a lot of the information that we're talking about, the sources, and also donate to help bring these radio shows and ads to the public forefront.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is Jim Conda Jr. for Congress, running in the 2nd District, running to win. You have to write in my name, though. I'm a write-in candidate. My guest is Nikki Nelson, one of the, if not the top, volunteer activists in the Ron Paul campaigns of 2012, homeschool mother and researcher extraordinaire. We're about to go into some of the research that Nikki's uncovered that formed the basis of this show. So we just listened to Event 201 in New York City on October 18th, 2019, 5 months before their allies in the five TV networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, announced the plandemic. They all were frantic. We had an epidemic, a pandemic going in March of 2020, but this conference that you just heard, those of you who were listening, is from 5 months earlier. And let's recap, Nikki, and comment on some of the stuff they covered. So the first thing they said is, welcome to everybody. I don't even know why they have this on the internet. Well, you gave before the break where to go to see the whole thing, or you can go to jimforamerica.com, jimforamerica.com, the COVID-19 disinformation section tab. And so they first announced that it was being sponsored by the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum. And Nikki, didn't you tell me there was a representative at this October 19th meeting that knew all about what's happening now? Didn't you tell me there was a representative from the very important Edelman Group? And who is the Edelman Group?
Oh, yeah. Edelman is the world's largest public relations firm with more than 5,500 employees in 66 cities. So they're affiliated with ALEC.
And ALEC is the American Legislative Exchange Council. And you've uncovered that they're the ones that go to plush hotels and hand our legislators from both the Congress and the state houses finished legislation that they then bring back to Congress. And then the AIPAC and the Jewish lobby tells all of the congressmen to pass it.
Right. The American Legislative Exchange Council, which is ALEC, is a corporate-funded charity that pays for lawmakers' trips to resorts where they leave with ready-to-pass bills.
And who is Dan Edelman, who's the guy who founded Edelman?
Yeah, Dan Edelman. He's the founder, and he had stated he was proud to be Jewish. In his day, Jews had to do better than the rest to get ahead.
So what's happening is... And there's no question, there's a lot of talented Jewish people working for the good and, like this guy, working for the bad. But what's happening is they are going to resort plush hotels, handing them finished legislation, and sometimes it's the same legislation for each state, but the state only has to fill in their own name. So what's happening here, when we talk about the organized communist Jewish shadow government, and of course that's communism for us, Dan Edelman and his pals plan to be running it, you got this Jewish group who does the work for most of our lazy, bought off congressmen. Some of them go there and get wined and dined and get the finished legislation, run it back to Congress or the state legislator, and then AIPAC, the Jewish lobby group that controls our Congress, lock, stock, and barrel. Pat Buchanan called Congress Israeli occupied territory in 1991 when we're going into the Desert Storm. They then twist the arms or just tell their bought off congressmen to pass it. And most of them pass it without reading the bill that Edelman wrote. Is that right?
It is, except it's ALEC, not Edelman writing.
Oh, I'm sorry. ALEC is a closely related group to Edelman, but they're the ones that write the legislation. They're closely related to Edelman, though, as we'll see in this report that you put together in 2015. Why don't we play some clips from that report, because it's so well done.
Okay, great.
Reporter Brendan Key from Channel 11 Live, NBC's local affiliate in Georgia, courageously goes behind the scenes at a resort in Savannah, Georgia. This video is a glimpse into the world of the American Legislative Exchange Council, otherwise known as ALEC, a corporate-funded charity that pays for lawmakers' trips to resorts where they leave with ready-to-pass bills.
The 11 Alive investigators discovered an organization that gets money from lobbyists, gives it to legislators, and it's all considered charity. We found the fabled back rooms where laws are really made.
The virtually secret alliance between state legislators and ALEC is almost totally unknown to the public. They appear to act as a hardcore lobbyist group versus a nonprofit charity. Quote, armed guards stand in front of a conference room at a resort hotel in Savannah, Georgia, as the reporter is turned away from what a former ALEC member describes as a bill mill, quote unquote, where lobbyists write bills leaving only blanks for the legislatures to fill in their state's name. A great example is the Georgia Asbestos Bill, which prevents victims from asbestos exposure from suing the corporations responsible. The ALEC bill and the version passed in the state house are word for word identical. It's an eye-opening look into how our laws are really made and how much of a disconnect there is between the opinions of the public and the way our country is actually governed, end quote.
That's the end of that report. The point we're trying to make here, as we're going to get back to COVID and the masks and all that, is how what we're calling the organized worldwide Jewish shadow government is really a shadow government, and how they're able to control our country at this point by declaring on the same day on all five major TV networks that we have a pandemic. They all panicked on the same day in March on cue from the predetermined plan. Okay? And we're showing that this conference that happened 5 months earlier before March 2000 when they screamed about the pandemic suddenly being upon us, the COVID-19, they already knew what was going to happen. You can go watch it yourself. We played part of it in the first segment here. They already knew what was going to happen, and Bill Gates was there, or his foundation was there, I should say, sponsoring it. Johns Hopkins, which is so prominently quoted in the press about the all kinds of things about COVID-19, and this Edelman Group, which it would be a miracle if hardly any of you had ever heard of this, because it is a Jewish legislative writing group that writes 2,000 pages of legislation or whatever for our congressman and gives it to them. And then they're protected by the media Jews who run all the media for these international Jewish bankers. And then when it gets to Congress, Congress is controlled by AIPAC that has them all compromised in some way by not all of them, but almost all of them, by women, little boys, money. Sometimes it's totally legal, like the type of money that Paul Ryan or John Boehner or John Kasich have taken. They do what they're told, or Mike DeWine. They do what they're told. They're put on big boards, attend a few meetings a year, and get a few million dollars a year. Pretty soon they're worth $10 to $20 million. A fellow like Jim Trafficant, who stuck up for America and has been smeared, so most of you think he's a criminal when he isn't, when he wasn't. He died under the quizzical tractor accident that happened in 2014 on his property. Or Ron Paul, they go in to Congress and come out about the way they started. So this is the type of a shadow government that is not a figment of my imagination or Nikki's or Michael Hoffman, who we'll have on as a guest, or Mike Piper's. This is the type of shadow government that is able to control our Congress, mainly through the media, but as you see here, not only through the media, but through the AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that controls our Congress, tells almost all of them what to do and how to vote. And that's in the video, again, down the right side of jimforamerica.com. by the late Congressman Paul Finley. And he tells exactly how all these congressmen have Jewish representatives assigned to them, and they'll help them if they help the agenda that they wish, and they'll hurt them if they don't and get rid of them, try to get rid of them from office. Jim Traficant says the same thing down the right-hand side of JimForAmerica.com. He's got a six-minute video called James Traficant, A Tribute, and these both tell you the same thing, as do all the, and we put documentation in the documentation site on our website. So that's the point we're trying to get across here. This organized Jewish lobby is real, and they are right now on the verge of taking our country into communism, because you all believe the media is neutral, and when they say wear a mask or do something else, then you think that's neutral friends telling you what to do, not a pre-planned mind-manipulating agenda. Now, before we get to the end of this segment, let's put some more dramatic and shocking information that the ruling elite knew about what was going to happen with this plandemic, pre-planned pandemic. We're calling, we're copying it from Dr. Judy Mikovits, who we'll get to in this show, calling it a plandemic in her videos. The evil Fauci was lecturing at Georgetown University at a conference with many other lectures on January 10th, 2020, 10 days before Trump took office. And at that conference, evil Fauci says that in 10 days, a new administration will take office. That's the Trump administration. And there will be a surprise pandemic that will burst upon the world within a few years. Well, that surprise pandemic burst upon the world 3 years or 2 years later. And it's hard for people to believe this, so we're going to play the clip of Fauci saying this 10 days before Trump took office, proving that the ruling elite like him knew what was coming and planned for it, and are deceiving the American people that this is some kind of a spontaneous thing right now.
The idea that we are now a few days away from a new administration, given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak. The thing we're extraordinarily confident about is that we are going to see this in the next few years. Thank you.
So there you have it. Absolute proof that not only the Bill Gates Foundation, which sponsored that October 19th, 2019 meeting that talked about everything we see happening now before our eyes, starting 5 months later after their conference, we see they knew about it, and we now see that Dr. Fauci knew about it and said at Georgetown 10 days before Trump was sworn in that there would be a surprise pandemic in the next administration in the next few years, what we're now living through. You would have to torture logic and say these two were both holy prophets from heaven if you're going to say that they didn't know about this thing in advance. Nikki Nelson is my guest. This is Jim Conda Jr. for Congress, JimForAmerica.com, the radio show. Be back in a minute.
You're listening to JimForAmerica.com, the radio show in progress.
Okay, we're back for segment three. Nikki Nelson is my guest. And on our radio ad this week, we promised to deal with this face mask mania. First, let me play the 1 minute commercial that we played on Thursday. and then we'll go to some important testimony.
Take those masks off. You all look like idiots.
About a week ago, 4 million marched in Germany and Great Britain against the discredited face masks, any further lockdown, and forced vaccines. Bobby Kennedy Jr. spoke, but all this was blocked from America by treasonous, diabolical, big media Jews who control every major TV and radio station in the USA. I'm Jim Conda Jr. for Congress, and I approve this message. The COVID death and infection counts are 90% lies to keep you in fear. Sunday night at 10 p.m. on 55 KRC, we'll expose the occult mask beatdown meant to manipulate you to ditch your freedoms for your new status as communist slaves run by communist Jews through sociopaths and evil puppets like Fauci, DeWine, Bashir, and Biden. Sunday night, 10 p.m., 55 KRC. All my ads and radio shows are at jimforamerica.com. Okay, we all especially love the first line of that radio ad.
Take those masks off. You all look like idiots.
The question is, what is this mask mania about? And we're about to tell you in a little further along that it is an occult exercise, like you're being introduced into a secret society, losing your old American freedoms and becoming a communist slave. That's what the mask is about. Now, if you believe the masks are effective to stop corona, then you're not going to believe that. You're going to think that's crazy talk. So let's now play the testimony from Ben Swan, who used to be with Channel 19 in Cincinnati, is a great reporter at truthandmedia.com. You'll hear a little like static because we couldn't play Ben Swan's whole report here. So between several segments, you'll hear a little static, and that's to indicate it's not the whole report. The whole report is better than what we're about to play you, and you can find it on jimforamerica.com in the COVID-19 misinformation tab. Ben Swan doesn't necessarily know about me or endorse me, but I'm endorsing what he says about the ineffectiveness of face masks. So, Nikki, let's play this and then we'll comment on it. So here's Ben Swan on the ineffectiveness of masks.
What does science say? What do the facts say about face masks? Do they actually make us safer? Do they actually prevent the spread of viruses? The facts right now. I'm Ben Swan, and this is Truth in Media. But if we set aside feelings and we just look at facts, what do the facts say about wearing a face mask? What does science say about face masks and whether or not they prevent the spread of viruses like COVID-19? Believe it or not, there have been a number of studies that have been done over the past decade. One in 2009, 2010, 2012, 2016, 2017, 2019, and yes, even this year in 2020. So what did each of these studies find? Well, actually, they all found the very same thing. Here's what they found. N95 respirators versus medical masks, as worn by participants in this trial, resulted, get this, in no significant difference in the incidence of laboratory-confirmed influenza. Did you get that? In the 2019 study, there was no significant difference by wearing an N95 respirator mask. By the way, just to be clear, in the 2009, 2010, 2012, 2016, and 2017 studies, they all found the very same thing as the 2019 and 2020 studies, that there was, in fact, no statistical reason to believe that face masks will protect you, but improper use of a face mask actually puts you at greater risk of contamination. Improper use might increase the risk for transmission. Not only does wearing a cloth mask not prevent the spread of a virus, it actually can put you at greater risk for catching the virus. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. We are hearing over and over from executives around the country, meaning governors and state leaders and mayors across the country, that you must wear a face mask to protect yourself and to protect others, and to not do so is an act of selfishness. And what they're telling you to do, according to these scientific studies, is to actually put yourself at greater risk. You're not protecting the population, you're actually putting yourself at risk. And this is what you need to know. The reality is, number one, wearing an N95 face mask does not prevent the spread of virus. Number two, wearing a cloth mask does not prevent the spread of virus, but can lead to a greater chance for infection from a virus. And number three, if you have other health conditions, N95 masks can actually make it worse. Now here's what that all means. It means that this talk of protecting you from a virus with a mask is not based in science. I've shown you the science. It's not based in science or fact. And if it's not, then is wearing a face mask really about protecting the public? Or does it become about submission of the public? Are we being forced to submit merely because politicians want us to?
Nikki, you have some more information about why people wearing the mask is harmful to them.
I do. There's a 5-point trifle that was at my doctor's office. And number one, it says masks trap oral and nasal bacteria, which we recirculate in our respiratory tract. Number two, masks reduce oxygen that is available to our bodies. This is a condition called hypoxia. Number three, hypoxia makes your body produce a chemical called hypoxia-inducible factor, which is HIF-1. HIF-1 reduces the activity of your CD4 T cells. And number five, CD4 T cells are necessary to fight viral infections. So basically what it's saying is that when you're wearing a mask, it increases your risk and duration of viral infections. I mean, I don't understand it as human beings why we have to explain to anybody why we require a free flow of oxygen. It's insanity.
It is insanity. Nikki, we got something special on our website. Why don't you tell people a little about this very important document on the total ineffectiveness of these face masks on stopping coronavirus?
Yes. If people go to jimforamerica.com and click on our COVID-19 misinformation tab, right towards the top, it says take action, print out copies, and spread the word. And this is a summary of the science by Dr. Colleen Huber called Masks Are Neither Effective Nor Safe. Just a little bit about this document. There's 42 sources and scientific studies that are referenced in this material. And are masks effective at preventing transmission of respiratory pathogens? In this meta-analysis, face masks were found to have no detectable effect against transmission of viral infections. It found compared to no masks, there was no reduction of influenza-like illness cases or influenza for masks in the general population, nor in healthcare workers. The 2019 study of 2,862 participants showed that both the N95 respirators and surgical masks resulted in no significant difference in the incidence of laboratory confirmed influenza. So the question is, if these masks are neither effective or safe, then why are they making us wear them, Jim?
When you go into a secret society, especially at the top levels, they put a blindfold or a mask on you. You go in, you take the oath, and then they take the blindfold off and say, like, you're a new man. That's what the organized Jewish shadow government is doing through the media that they control, which is our American media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, and the big newspapers and so forth. And they're wanting you to submit to these useless masks where you can't breathe properly, and now you're leaving your identity as a free American, and you're under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and now you're going into the new status as a communist slave. So let's listen to Jeff Berwick as he tells us about a paper that he found that is very good on the occult thing.
So let's get into the occult ritual aspect of this. And I had already been thinking along these lines a little bit, but here's an article that I'm going to put in the notes below. And it's quite a long article, but incredibly interesting. It's called The Occult Ritual Transformation and Coronavirus: How Mask Wearing, Hand Washing, Social Separation, and Lockdowns Are Age-Old Occult Rituals Being Used to Initiate People into a New Global Order. Says the global occult ritual of mask wearing signals your consent to your new subservient position under your new masters and the loss of your position as a vocal representative of or mouthpiece for the word of God on this earth. The global occult ritual of hand washing represents the washing away of the old order, so a new order can be ushered in and firmly established. The global occult's ritual of 6 feet of social distancing symbolizes the breaking apart of the body of Christ on earth, so it no longer functions as a stable and cohesive unit. The global occult ritual of lockdown symbolizes isolation from everything normal, so you could be purified from your old ways, surrender your former status to the new order, sacrifice your very self to the new order, and finally, willingly submit to the new order through obedience to it. And this will go on until the new you evolves like a phoenix from the drama and trauma. And the article continues to say, the whole thing is being accomplished through a massive, global, theater-like stage play replete with occult rituals that virtually everyone are willingly participating in, ignorant of their true meaning and ultimate purpose.
Now, that passage had a religious overtone written by an evangelical, I think. Crazily enough, Jeff Berwick is like a libertarian anarchist by his own description. But you could say that the breaking up of our people through the mask, the social, we call it the socialist or the anti-social distancing and the emphasis on incessant hand washing, it could also be said to stop Americans from working as a cohesive unit to save the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
I think people need to realize this is the oldest trick in the book. It's divide and conquer. So we have to unite against this evil.
Okay, let's play Peggy Hall here, Nikki, and then we'll get into the next segment after the break. But here's Peggy Hall.
Hey friends, Peggy Hall here, just doing a couple of errands in downtown San Clemente. And I'm really shocked because San Clemente was one of the first areas that I took note of many weeks ago that was the people were doing protests on the street corner and families were together and no one was wearing a mask and they wanted everything to reopen. I am absolutely astounded at the number of people, and I'm just going to point this out, grown men, all right, grown men who should be our protectors, our leaders, the ones who are going to lead the way. And I have found that it's mainly women like me who are out there trying to lead the way. Where are the men and why are they wearing masks? So I know that there are some of you here in the Healthy American movement that are on board and you don't wear a mask. You never have worn a mask. I never have worn a mask. I don't intend to wear a mask, right? We have a mouth. We breathe through it. Sorry to let you folks know, but that's how it works. You breathe in and out through your nose and mouth and you speak through your mouth. And when you have a mask on, I can't hear you. And above and beyond all of that, it is ridiculous. It's a bright, sunny summer day, hardly anybody out. Grown men on their own crossing the street wearing a mask? Oh, come on. I have really had it. I just don't even know what to say anymore. I really don't know what to say. Are they afraid that this is poison gas and somehow it's floating through the air and it's just going to strike them dead on the spot? Are they that afraid of life? Are they that afraid of living that they are going to slowly suffocate themselves?
Okay. Okay, Nikki, let's go to the break and then we'll come back and we'll do a wrap up on a bunch of things that are on our website and concepts that tie all this together. And again, thanks for being here, Nikki.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for the last segment of the show. We're going to try to somewhat tie it all together here, although there's so much information. Nikki Nelson, one of the top activists in the volunteer activists in the Ron Paul campaign, author, researcher, is with me. And we're going to try to tie this up here. We started out by talking about the 4 million demonstrators in Germany and Great Britain, and now I understand France, who demonstrated against face masks and forced vaccinations and further lockdowns. Bobby Kennedy Jr. spoke at the German one, the rally in Germany. And all this was blocked from the American people by the diabolical media Jews who run ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and the news department at Fox and all of the major radio stations. And so we're trying to alert our fellow citizens that they're trying to put us under communism right now by this COVID hoax. We're not saying there's not a COVID virus that's like a flu virus, but there's no pandemic. But they're trying to do it right now and put us under communism forever. They plan to go from the mask beatdown, which you hear constantly on the Jewish-controlled media, from the mask beatdown, then they're going to go to the snitch beatdown, where they got 250,000 snitches running around giving us all tickets if we didn't take the vaccine or the test. And then finally, they got the forced vaccination shakedown that they're going to attempt to do on us. And one of the things that people have to understand why we emphasize the media is warping our destiny. Look what they've done. They're still claiming that one lone gunman shot JFK, although that's been disproven, that they were getting rid of him for all kinds of reasons, including creating United States dollars and trying to make AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, register as a foreign agent. The USS Liberty, which most people still haven't heard of, where 34 U.S. sailors were killed and 178 were wounded in 1967 in a vicious attack by Israel on the USS Liberty that all the networks blocked out, and the traitor Lyndon Johnson threatened all the sailors that survived with court-martial if they mentioned it. 9/11, which was a 100% Jewish shadow government operation, blaming the 19 Arab kids that they blamed were never on the planes, and they were like the Lee Harvey Oswald. The 2003 invasion of Iraq on totally fake evidence to beat down the Arab countries for Israel and to start a surveillance state here. That's what 9/11 was about. And now they're trying COVID. So, Nikki, let's start going down some of these things right now that the media is warping, that the public should be hearing, and how they're trying to protect criminals and murderers like Dr. Fauci as the expert while beating down honest people who are trying to come forth.
Absolutely. And, you know, people don't have to take your word for it. They can go on jimforamerica.com and just scroll down on the homepage, and they'll see Brother Nathaniel's famous video called The Jews Who Own the Media. And he actually names them one by one, all of them, with the newspapers and every news outlet. You know, and the thing is, Jewish people are about, what, 2% of our population?
2 or 3%, I think, or 6. Yeah.
Why are they controlling 100% of our media? Why do we not get at least one newspaper or one news organization? It's just a travesty. And like you said, Fauci's made out to be this hero, and we know that he's been a criminal for decades.
That's what Dr. Judy Mikovits's Plandemic 1 and 2 that are on our website.
Right, exactly. JimForAmerica.com, if you click on COVID-19 misinformation, just scroll down. You'll see the action item to print out the flyer on the masks, how they're not effective. You'll see the 4 million man march with Ben Swan. Also, that remember the woman in Palm Beach County who served everybody with a lawsuit on with the committee, because they were saying they're going to have to wear masks if it takes 10 or 15 years to get a vaccine. So she went and she served all of them on the committee with a lawsuit and charged him with treason.
What city was this?
This is in Palm Beach in Florida.
Now, that should have been national news 24 hours a day, like they do when there's a shooting, to let everybody in the country know how we sue to throw all these shadow government people off and all the DeWines and the county commissioners out there who are enforcing these non-laws that these governors are making.
Right. And then you've got actually in that who she served, Gregory Weiss was one of them. And then the vice mayor, Robert Weinroth. I mean, that's, you know, they're both Jews that are controlling everybody and trying to get them to wear masks for 10 years.
But see, people say, well, why? Gee, you guys are obsessed. You're really hitting the Jewish lobby here. Yeah, because they're like an invisible man on the basketball court. The media never, of course, they don't report on themselves. And we're exposing here. Look at this invisible man on the basketball court that always tips the ball away from our team and puts the ball in the basket for their team. We're trying to help expose this network, which is just as real as the one that took over Russia in 1917 and killed 20 million people in the next 20 years, took over China in 1946 and killed 64 million people and in the next 20, 30 years. It's now ready to beat down on America, and they think they found the formula, by using this COVID to keep everybody scared out of our wits, take away the Bill of Rights, take away the Constitution, and have us listening to the edicts of their puppets like the evil Mike DeWine and the evil Governor Beshear of Kentucky or the evil Governor Cuomo of New York.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was the one screaming, remember? Oh my gosh, we have 400 ventilators. We need 30,000 ventilators. Well, if you go down on our COVID-19 misinformation page, you'll see an undercover report from a nurse that was sent to Elmhurst, which was the, you know, the center, the epicenter of the COVID pandemic, if you remember. And she went there for a month. She's an Iraqi combat vet. She was sent there by FEMA. She was there for almost a month, Jim. We've got three videos, and her name's Erin. And she had spy glasses on that her attorney had got her. She was filming with her phone. She was there for almost a month. People were coming in with high blood sugar or anxiety, whatever. They didn't even test positive for COVID. The doctors were telling them if they didn't go on a ventilator that they would probably die. So they were sedating these people that were coming into the hospital. They were putting soft restraints on them, restraining them, and putting them on ventilators. And guess how many survived on those ventilators while she was there? One. One person survived. Yeah. One gentleman survived the ventilator. And the reason he survived is he was an ex-drug user. So he had a high tolerance to drugs. He woke up and he pulled his own ventilator out. That was the only one she saw that survived the ventilator. So this was intent to commit mass murder. Please go see those videos and the frontline doctors.
Nikki, this is, if they go down, there's three videos. Some of them are tearjerkers. It's the nurse is Erin Marie Olszewski, and she is a combat veteran. And she said she never saw anything in combat as bad as what she saw in these hospitals as far as engineering the killing of the patients.
Absolutely. They were mixing COVID patients with non-COVID patients, people that wanted, you know, that people that had said, I want you to do everything you can to save my son. And when they'd leave the hospital, because you weren't allowed to have a visitor. So doctors were putting DNR orders on these patients without the family's permission. Do not resuscitate. You couldn't.
Right. Well, that's the worst thing that this evil monster Governor DeWine is doing. He won't let loved ones see. They got whole beatdowns on the hospitals not to let loved ones see their other loved ones that are in trouble in the hospital. What a moral monster. What a moral monster DeWine and the 40 of these governors are. Nikki, how about the frontline doctors? All those doctors that came forth that hydroxychloroquine was working perfect? Go ahead.
Absolutely. They censored the frontline doctors. They actually, Squarespace tore down their website. All of their videos were torn down off of Twitter, Facebook, all of the other ones.
The frontline doctors came out and said, hey, we're on the front line at the emergency rooms. Hydroxychloroquine is with the zinc and the antibiotics is working almost every time. And there was about 20 of them, I think, at the conference. And then that day, the Jews can control Facebook and apparently threatening all the webmasters. They tore their website down, and Dr. Simone Gold, who founded the group, said, we're tough, we're emergency room doctors, we'll get our website up. Like 2 months later, they still don't have it up. That should have been national news, showing how Fauci's a liar, that hydroxychloroquine didn't work, and these were the heroes, and it's the exact opposite. The diabolical Jewish network is keeping them from having their website. And they're still touting the lies of Dr. Fauci and others that these don't work.
Well, they even had we have Senator Scott Jensen.
Yes, from Minnesota.
From Minnesota. He's on there because he was instructed to change the way he was filling out death certificates.
Yeah,
like,
and this is
everything under the sun is COVID. Well, you know my friend Michael Adidian, the great writer from the UK, GMMUK.com. He was in a car accident. They ended up venting him. He was actually walking around for 2 days after the accident. They vented him. He ended up dying. Guess what's on his death certificate? COVID-19.
And this is what State Senator Scott Jensen says up there from Minnesota. He's an MD. And then you have them. It's open knowledge that the Medicare is paying hospitals $13,000 to put on COVID if they put that down when a patient comes in. When did you ever have to pay a hospital to put down a certain cause of entering the hospital? This is obvious that it's a fake pandemic. You would never have that. Now, that could be the obsession of the five TV networks for 3 days, how this shows that it's not real, but instead they're covering that up. So we're just trying to...
And Scott Jensen, he was put under investigation for questioning about the death certificates. And he's also the one that came out and said, oh, they're 13,000 if they say it's COVID, whether it is or not. And then if they're put on a ventilator, 39,000. And people also need to go and watch the vaccine debate. And that was Robert Kennedy Jr. versus Alan, I left my underwear on Dershowitz.
When he was with Epstein. He said that when he was with Epstein and getting massages from underage girls, right?
Then this is how they're controlling our leaders. Come on. The whole Epstein sex ring, pedophile ring. This is just ridiculous. But we've got the Plandemic 1 and 2. Also on the COVID misinformation page.
Which we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about Plandemic 2 next week.
Yeah, and then all about Bill Gates. Who is Bill Gates? There's a great series by James Corbett with the Corbett Report also. So please go check out the information. And it's not like we don't have a strategy. Jim Condit Jr. has a strategy. He's the only one in the movement that has a strategy.
And if people go to networkamerica.org, we're going to try to see if we would get support. We got a $1,000 donation from somebody west of the Mississippi a few days ago. If 55 or 60 people in Cincinnati or in the listening area would go and donate not everybody can. Many are broke, but many can. They have several $100,000 savings. If we had 55 people donate $1,000, we could hire the people to tend that thing and start to restore neighborhood-to-neighborhood contacts for our side, precinct movement to replace the Congress, and restore the constitutional militia that the Founding Fathers envisioned, that Dr. Edwin Vieira has written us the basis to do so in our day. And all that could be done in a very short time with Zoom conferences and all that. So we do have a plan. And if you go to YouTube,
we have a system set up. I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars, but we don't have people to man it. It's already set up for precinct. We can easily set it up to help people file lawsuits in their own counties, in their own states. We can set up the militia. We can organize. These people are so organized and they're overfunded. They have 7,000 fully funded Jewish organizations working against our American traditions and our children.
Yeah, what you're saying is correct, but remember, they control the Federal Reserve since 1913 and can issue all the loans they want to themselves and their friends and then just forgive the loans and let the taxpayers pick it up. So that's how they're so well. One reason why they're so well-funded.
You know what? People are sitting there on their millions of dollars. We're out here fighting, putting our lives on the line. Trust me, they do not want us talking about these things.
Nikki, our websites are being hacked 24 hours a day with
Microsoft was hacking us 2 days ago. It was a Microsoft IP. Oh my gosh, it's been a nightmare.
And they got like this super sophisticated equipment you told me where they do billions of combinations to try to guess our password and get in and destroy the sites.
I know. It's a constant battle. It's just a nightmare. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to give up. But we need to all stand up. If we don't stand up now, we're not going to have anything left to stand up for.
And
if
all the
you
people-
have money, help the people in the movement. Help the people that are creating content. You've got James Corbett out there. You've got us. You've got Jeff Berwick. There's people that are Ben Swan that are putting their lives on the line to bring real information to our fellow citizens, to save our country for our kids. What are you going to do? Everybody's wearing masks. If we can't wake up people now, Jim, when can we?
Well, they got to wake up now. And all the people sitting on hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, your money will be no good the minute the communist Jewish government takes over. It will be no good. And by that, I mean if they feel they've taken over and they got our guns from us someday, they'll just say, hey, the banks are all closing for a week. And when they open, all your dollars are gone, all your bank accounts are gone, you're all at zero, and now we're going to have a new something or other, not called the dollar, that they will impose on us, and all your money will have been taken if you would be no good. That's what they did in Russia. Okay, Nikki, we're about out of time. Everyone should go to jimforamerica.com, which has all the essential items and information that even Fox News doesn't cover.
Yeah, go to the COVID-19 misinformation page. Definitely print out the copies of masks are neither effective nor safe. Hand those out to people. I mean, let's do what we can to stop this zombie apocalypse. We shouldn't be going out in public with our children, and it feels like we're in the middle of a horror movie with these absolutely ignorant, insane, fearful pansies. I mean, we're supposed to be Americans. This is America, Jim. For God's sake, stand up for your rights.
And next week, we're going to talk about all this exciting information, and there really is an action plan. People would be excited if they knew how easily we could get into the precinct system, which has been hidden from most people, attend a meeting once in a year, and throw out the party leaders and the Congress, and restore honest, open, verifiable voting. We'll talk about that next week. But go to jimforamerica.com. And Nikki, I thank you very much for being the special guest this week.
Hey, you're welcome, Jim. I'll see you next week.
Okay. That's at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. on 55 KRC, and thanks for listening.